Hey, you. Yeah, you. You ever been to camp? Look at you. Of course you haven't. You're a wrestling fan. But Killian McMurphy and Big Dust are here to let you in on a little secret.
You can go to Camp Leapfrog on IWTV.
You looking for wrestling that's fun?
Wrestling that's different?
Wrestling that everyone's gonna love?
Or are you just looking for Killian McMurphy to beat the snot out of some geek?
That's Camp Leapfrog on IWTV. Tune in now, nerds.
What is going on, nerds of wrestling, and welcome to today's episode of What's Up Wrestler, a podcast by Nerds of Wrestling. It is I, your host, Justin Del Rio, and my guest at this very time is Robo,
the Punjabi
Lion. What is going on, bro? Sorry for that glitch
there. How are you doing? By the way, I really loved your intro music. It's amazing.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, how's everything, man?
Good, man. Good. You know, just another day in paradise. Living the dream. Living la vida loca.
There you go.
That's it. You know, we're going through a lot right now, but, you know, really quick, I got to say, I love your hat. Are you a Sox fan?
Yeah, man. So actually, everyone knows that I'm not from the U.S. I grew up in India.
Oh, right.
But then I moved to Iowa, so I am in Hawkeye. I don't know if you know about Iowa.
Yeah.
So I am Hawkeye, and then I moved to Boston, and then I just got connected to Red Sox and our New England Patriots. Like I just so it just became my home then.
Oh, the Patriots! Oh, come on, man. I don't know, man. I don't
Dude,
know.
Dude, it's
I
just like know. Home. You're not gonna. So I moved here in 2014. To Boston from Iowa, and dude, that was a year when Patriots won, like after a long time, when we had like a lot of snow. It was that year. So yeah, that was like tough Super Bowl. I still remember it. It was tough Super Bowl, and we won it, and dude, that got me into it. Like right away, I'm like, all right, you know, this is my place. I moved here after 6-7 years. We won Super Bowl, and then we kept winning, and I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I gotta say I'm a Broncos fan, so lot of people feel bad for me. You know, we had a good run in 2015, but after that we just went downhill, man. Downhill.
I'm not like super into football since I did not watch it while growing up. You know, in India there is no football. We call it soccer football. That's what I used to play actually. So for me, like everything is new, but I just love the sport, and I'm like, all right, you know. And then I needed one team that I wanted to follow, and then you know that happened to be New England Patriots. So.
fair enough. I love that. Maybe one day I'll get you on the Broncos bandwagon.
There you go.
Never know though. Never know. We'll see. Before we get to know more about Robo, tell us where those nerds could find you.
The Punjabi Lion, man. On Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, The Punjabi Lion.
There you go. Like easy enough, like we were talking about before. One handle, both names. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, we're going through a crazy time right now. How have you been able to kind of just keep such a positive mindset through this whole thing?
It's just, I don't know, man. I think I just have this mindset. It's just for me, like, since I grew up in India, it's this mindset had been since I was a child, you know, with limited, facilities, limited things, you know, no playgrounds, no gyms, like, you know, there was nothing around. It was always, you got to work around and find or figure something out in order to do something, you know. So that mindset kind of came from that background. And yeah, and this during these tough times, like when this whole thing started, you know, it was kind of like hard. And then slowly, you know, I just started doing home workouts, like just keep trying to keep myself in shape and you know, just whatever I could do. I just kept myself busy. Did some social, some community work and all that stuff. So it just kept myself, like, you know, kind of like straight in line.
I love that. If you don't mind talking, what was life growing up like in India? If you don't mind, you know, sharing a little bit about of that.
It was hard, man. I couldn't watch wrestling till year 2000. We didn't have cable where I grew up. We had like just two channels, and it was just like nothing on those channels. Just basically like basic news and stuff. So and then I wanted to be a soccer player when I was a child. So that's how I got into sports. Even with that, at one point, like when I was in high school, that's when I realized like I was really good at it, and then I realized it's not gonna get me anywhere. Because soccer is not that big in India, and there's a lot of other corruption. There's a lot of other stuff, like, you know, that you have to deal other than working hard and you know, going through all those other obstacles, which is like, you know, you don't have any nice playgrounds, you don't have gyms, you don't have good trainers, you don't have like any dietitians. Like, I'm still learning about all this stuff because I don't have any one behind me who's teaching me all this. Like, you're not gonna believe, there is no, I don't have any coach, you know.
Damn.
when it comes to fitness, diet, nutrition, since day one, like there was a coach who kind of got me into fitness, but other than that, that was it.
Well, so you kind of learned everything on your own.
That's it, dude. Read, learn, listen to people, like people who are you know, seniors and all that stuff. Always keep my ears and brain open, you know. So that was it. Like, that was my approach, like, always. And that kind of like that started back in India, because I knew that there is no other, you know, way. So for right. me, yeah.
And I love that. I love how you kept such a positive mindset, and you came to America and you learned everything on your own, which must have been very difficult for you. You said you wanted to be a soccer player. Did you play a lot in India?
I did. I did play a lot till high school, and then that's when I kind of got into studies and stuff. Like, I kind of left soccer behind, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna focus on studies, because at one point I realized, like my grandfather is one of my ideals, and he used to tell me that, you know, we don't have a lot here. You know, if you have something else in your heart and your mind or passion, you have to get out of here, like, you know, in order to achieve that goal.
Right.
So how would you do it? And the best way, easiest way, is education. Like, you know, educate yourself and then use it in the right way. Use it in helping people, giving back to society, and also like go for your goal, passion, whatever you want to do. So for me, like, and that's when I left soccer behind, and I kind of like started going to like focusing on a little bit on school and stuff. And then I got into fitness, because I couldn't just stop, like, you know, training. I needed something else. I was playing soccer like 4 hours a day, and then all of a sudden I'm not doing anything. Then I needed something else. So I just kind of like, for me, it was easier spending like hour and a half hour at gym. So I started doing that, and that's how I got into fitness. And then I did some bodybuilding over there back in India before moving to the States. So yeah, I got my bachelor's degree there, and then I kind of started thinking about how I can move here, and then got my GRE and TOEFL and all those other tests done, and then I got admission in, you know, at University of Iowa. Then I was there. Nice. For my grad school.
Wow, that's awesome, bro.
Yeah, so finished my grad school, then got my first job in Boston, which was amazing, and that's when I started wrestling. Training for wrestling, yeah.
No shit. So you have your master's degree already?
Yeah, I have master's in computer science, man.
That's incredible, bro. I applaud you so much for that. Was it difficult? This is kind of an odd question. Was it difficult to kind of transfer your bachelor's degree to America from India?
It was not. It was. It's just the thing is, it's a process,
right?
And you have to go through the process. And if you like, so my bachelor's was 4 years, so that's kind of like covers all the 120 credits, whatever it is. It's needed for BA here. So kind of that matched, and then there was this training. Like there were a couple things that had to kind of like match, and then your degree will be considered as a full bachelor degree here. So I had that, but other than that, I had to take other tests. GRE was one of the harder tests, because for us, like, I didn't speak much English back in India. So when we talk about GRE, it was a graduate level, like, level of English.
Wow,
so wow. Yeah, like a lot of vocabulary and stuff. So that was kind of like, that's something a lot of people cannot like do, because of the English. So yeah, that, and then TOEFL after that, it was easy. And then I had other curriculars and sports and all that stuff too. So that kind of my profile was strong enough to get me into school here.
Well, I applaud you for that, bro. So does everyone else. That's incredible, bro. Let's talk a little more about wrestling. Growing up, who were some wrestlers you looked up to, and were you always a fan, and how did you get into it?
So like I said, I couldn't even watch wrestling until year 2000. Right. And after that, I would watch it here and there, because we didn't have cable, like our system, like we didn't have the, like I would go to my aunt's place and I would watch there, which is like once a month or something like that, And first time I remember, like first time when I got into wrestling was a game, a PlayStation kind of deal. It was not even PlayStation. It was that big box, and they're like two guys can play, but it's just like six buttons and one big boss. There was like that little handle thing. I don't know what they used to call it, but it was that game. And I saw Bret Hart and all those people in that. And then I went to a local shop where they had like big posters and magazines. And then I asked them, like, I'm like, there's this game, I want to know like who all these people are, like Bret Hart. And then he gives me that those sunglasses,
right?
Deal, like the shiny ones. And then I'm like, all right, I want to know about it more. So it was, we were talking about Attitude Era and The Rock and all this stuff. And actually, The Rock was the person who got me into it. And then I saw Rock, and there was at that point Triple H and The Rock's feud was going on. And it was that rivalry, and that got me into it. But I just couldn't watch it, because there was nowhere to watch it. So I would just call I was landlines at that point, and then I would call my cousin and I would ask him, because he used to live in city. Oh, The Rock beat him, and he was not into wrestling, but he would watch it for me.
That's
because
awesome.
Because he knows that I'm gonna bug him like all day. So it was just like that, dude. It was different connection. And thinking about or dreaming about becoming a wrestler was not it was nothing like that at that point, because I was having a hard time watching wrestling. And, so yeah, that's how. And then slowly, like, then I would watch it whenever I can. And then when I moved to city in 2004, that's when I started watching more. But then I was in engineering college, and it was just like, I never could enjoy wrestling like the way I wanted to be until I actually started training for it,
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of a silly question, but like, were you surprised when you came to the States? Were you surprised on how big wrestling was, like how kind of popular it was here?
So in my mind, wrestling was WWE. So that's how we grew up, like, because we didn't know like how this work, how training works, how independent wrestling shows work, nothing. All I knew was WWE and Impact. So when I was in school in Iowa, then WWE came to Des Moines, Iowa. And it's the time when Big E was signed. Big E was he used to go to our school, Iowa. Shit. So he was coming, and it was kind of like advertised there. And then I figured out, and then we went, I remember it was snowstorm that night, and I drove to Des Moines and we watched it. And that was like, so that was, for me, that was a dream.
Right.
For me, that was a dream. And then I'm like, all right, that was one of the dreams, man. Like, it came true. I still have those pictures on my Facebook. If you like scroll all the way down when I was in school, probably like 2013 or something. Yeah, so that's when I actually like started thinking about it. What can I do? What can I do? You know, I'm already in athletic shape. I can do stuff. But I didn't know anything about it. And then also, like, I was going to school. I wanted to get out of the school first, graduate, and then, you know, because if I don't get a job, then I don't get to live here. You know, then I go back to my country.
Oh, shit.
So I had to figure all those things out. So when I got my job, and that's when I kind of got to know about wrestling. I was actually called, like, independent wrestling, sorry. Actually, I was called up by WWE for extra work. Even though when I was not training, I didn't know anything about wrestling in Albany, New York. And that's where I met people. And then there was this guy, Shane Alden. He runs a company up in Whitehall, New York. And he's the one who told me about New England Pro Wrestling Academy. And then I reached out Brian Fury and the school. So that's how this whole thing started, man. That's when like I got that exposure of independent wrestling, and then I figured out there's chaotic wrestling, there are other top rope, like, you know, other promotions. I'm like, oh my god, like, what is that? I could never think of it.
That's incredible. I love how you went to your first WWE show, you said in 2013, and then you were called up for extra work to work in the back, and you're seeing these wrestlers and you're seeing how everything works, and now you're going to training, and like you said, you're just not realizing, oh my god, there's chaotic, oh my god, there's top rope, oh my god, there's, you know, I think at the time there was like CTWE, oh my god, there's NEW, there's so much wrestling
out
there. And that is kind of crazy, the vast amount of promotions we have in New England. What was it like to step in into the ring for the first time?
I think I was very nervous, man. Like, I could not, like, think of anything else but, like, just, like, you know, all that nervousness, because you're just imagine, like, this kid never thought of that he might watch wrestling live one day, and then he's about to wrestle in front of people, you know. So for me, it was a kind of hurdle for me actually to get over, because for some time, like, I could not believe it, and I was just nervous, like, every time I would step in the ring, like, it's just, I think, so it was just a lot of nervousness, man. Nothing else I can say. Like, and then once I got over it, that's when I started to kind of enjoying it more.
And I love that, like, you kind of already had the advantage where you're in shape, bro. Like, you're in excellent shape, so you didn't have to worry about, like, oh my god, I don't got, like, am I gonna have to worry about this? You're in shape, so the physical aspect of it was like, okay, I got this.
Right. I was confident about that part. I've never, like, in my whole life since childhood, never been out of shape, and luckily never got injured. You know, played smart. Like I said, I learn. I keep my ears and brain open, and I learn. I learn from, like, you know, people who would tell you that, you know, don't go crazy about things. Right. Take slow steps, and like one step at a time. Do not rush into things. Stuff like that. You know. If you still see me, like, my attitude towards things are just like that. Like, I don't rush, and like, I'm always like, all right, you know, we'll just keep moving slow and steady, just, you know, learning and keep moving.
What, you know, I know it's a question that I always ask this question, you know, going back a little bit, do you remember the very first bump you've taken?
I don't remember. But I didn't have any issues with the back bump. I had issue with flip bump. I couldn't do flip bump for months. And I remember there was a point when someone was going to give me hip toss. And I don't know if you've been to New England Pro Wrestling Academy. We have two rings. And I was in the beginner's ring at that point. It was Amado and Johnny Vegas in that ring. And obviously Fury and other guys on the other ring. So they were given a hip toss. I could jump, so I jumped, but I didn't flip.
Oh god!
And I spiked my head like all the way, and everyone was like quiet and looking at my face. I had like big bruise here, and then I'm like, I'm fine, I'm fine,
I'm good, I'm good.
But You're not going to believe that was it. After that, never messed it up.
Right. I've never been to the New England Pro Wrestling Academy. I've seen it. I've heard it's an amazing facility. So many great people trained there.
Phenomenal, yeah.
Who are now in the WWE and now doing their thing. Huge in the independent scene. Right. After your training was done, how long did it take you to get booked in your first match?
So my first match was, so we did this school show. Nobody at school was, I think, comfortable enough to kind of like put me in a match. I was doing matches, but like get booked and stuff, especially when it comes to Fury. Fury was kind of like, he would never like make someone wrestle or do a match until he can see that, okay, he's ready, you know? And when he says ready, it's like, you know, he would care about his name and branding and everything like too much. Like that was an amazing part of that. So, but we had that student show and he's like, yeah, let's do a small, he put me in a small segment, like 3 segments thing. And we did that. And he's like, dude, you're good. Like, you know, you're good to go. So that's when I kind of like started going out. And then I did a couple NCW shows. And then wherever I could get booked, you know, the Liberty States, couple matches. And that's when I started with them. And then we did Chaotic Wrestling's countdown. Was it countdown? Yeah, it was in a big stadium in Lowell, Mass. Right. Yeah, so I did that. That was probably my debut at Chaotic. So, yeah, that's how it started.
And now I've seen you a few times at Top Rope Promotions. Top Rope, I said, Top Rope. I didn't botch it. How did you get introduced into Top Rope?
I don't recall, actually. I think I reached out Teddy, I think. Teddy used to book at that point. He still does, I think. Yeah, so I reached out Teddy, I think. And then he... whenever he, like there was a point when he said that there is something, then he reached me out. Yeah,
I love that. Top Rope is a great promotion as well. Like I said, I've seen you there a few times. There are so many wrestlers out there in this whole big world of independent wrestling. Who do you have your eyes on, and who have you never faced, and who you want to face?
There are a lot of guys, man. I mean, I wanted to work like, so see, like there's a difference. If you talk to me like a couple years ago, it was like totally different phase where I was looking for exposures, like new people, anyone, like, you know, just kind of like get that exposure more and more. Right now it's a phase where like I look for, like, you know, where I can learn from. Because a lot of younger guys, like a lot of new kids, new wrestlers I would wrestle, probably I'm the senior to them. So I would like, you know, lead them and teach them stuff like that. So now and a lot of people are gone, man. Like a lot of people are picked up now. So it's just a very tricky situation to be in. But still, I'm sure, like, you know, I haven't worked JT ever. Like, you know, he's one of the guys I always wanted to wrestle. I don't think of, like, who else. Anyone who is, like, senior to me, like, who's been in this business more than I do. Like, I just want to work them and learn from them. Like I said, like, my brain and my ears are always open. Like, I just, yeah.
Like I said, there's so many wrestlers out there. When I ask, like, wrestlers, who do you want to face? They go, everybody and anybody, or where do you want to work? Anywhere and everywhere. So I feel like it's like a very bland question, but, you know, I feel like I have to ask that question.
Yeah, no.
But, you know, after this whole pandemic is over, man, what are your goals? What do you hope to accomplish?
So one of my goals, which I really, when this pandemic started, I knew that when things are going to start, it's going to be like, you know, it's going to be like hot, you know, it's not going to be like everyone want to do things. And so in my mind, it was one of the goals was to work with Beyond, and that's going well. Like, you know, I had pretty good couple shows, last 3-4 shows. So that's something where I'm trying to get like every show booked on every show. And then other than that, trying to, like, I had my WWE tryout in February. That was tryout number 2 for me. So yeah, like that's the other goal. Like that's whenever happens, and then no, yeah, AEW. Let's see what happens. You never know.
Right.
Anything could happen.
Hell yeah, you see, I'm rocking the AEW shirt right now. Rocking it for Blood and Guts tonight as it airs. Robo, I wish you nothing but the best of luck, man, in your whole
Thank you,
wrestling
man.
career, of course, your whole wrestling career. I want to say thank you so much again for coming on the show. This has been a blast.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me. Thank you, everyone, whoever is watching.
Of course. One more time, drop those plugs. Where can those nerds find you?
The Punjabi Lion, simple and easy.
There you go. Twitter and Instagram, the
Instagram.
Punjabi Lion.
Yep.
Boom. Just like that. This has been an episode of What's Up Wrestler, a podcast by Nerds of Wrestling. I am your host, Justin Del Rio. Peace out, nerds. And that concludes this episode on the Nerds of Wrestling podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more future episodes. I'm your host, Justin Del Rio. Peace out, nerds.